hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller on this, what's today? Tuesday. Oh, yes. August the 7th. Just back from vacation. Tried to make it in to do the show yesterday afternoon, but I had a one-hour window, and I blew it by 24 minutes. But I had a great time. Welcome to the National Intel Report. As you know, we will be speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster in just a few minutes to find out exactly what is going on in the financial world, because believe it or not, my friends, I do not have a clue. And I follow it on a regular basis. Today was another case in point, as the market came out of the gates roaring because of the exuberance from yesterday, only to get tempered halfway through the trading session, where the Dow went from a 100-point gain to a 100-point loss, then back up again, and then the Fed announces it's going to leave rates exactly where they are. All of a sudden, exuberance turned to disappointment. But then someone saw a silver lining. The Dow ended the day, talk about whipsaw, whiplash more like it. Dow ended the day up 35 points at 13,504. NASDAQ up 14 at 2,561. S&P 500 9 points higher at 1,476. As for the metals complex, well, as you most probably know or don't know, metals market closed in New York prior to the announcement of the Fed's decision, but gold was pretty much all over the board in a very narrow trading range today. Gold had a high of 672, had a low of 665. Closed off 50 cents in New York at 671.70. Silver had an 8-cent gain to close at $13.10. Platinum up, or down, I should say, $11 at $1,284. Palladium off $3 at $3.61. Currently in Asian trading, gold reflecting the Fed's decision, now up 70 cents. At 673.10, silver up 2 cents at $13.12. Crude oil, that was another story, was down most of the day until ConocoPhillips announced, surprise, 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 we have a problem with a couple of refineries on the East Coast. Oil closed up 32 cents at $72.38 the barrel. You want to know how crazy gas prices are? Driving from the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona, to Southern California, gas prices had about a 60-cent swing on the journey. The cheap stuff in Arizona was around about $2.95. The cheap stuff in Blythe, which was halfway between here and California, was $3.33. And the cheap stuff in California was $2.98. Who'd have thunk that? The U.S. dollar today, well, that's pretty much why you had metals pretty much flat. U.S. dollar index closed up 29 basis points. U.S. dollar index sitting at 80.43. Well, to make sense of what the Fed did today, and to make sense of a lot of other stuff that I find completely confusing, we will defer to the intelligence of one Bob Chapman when we return.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
To help us make sense of the insane, it's once again my great pleasure to welcome Mr. Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster to Republic Broadcasting Network. How are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm doing just fine.
Make sense
of this. I'm observing all of these things going on out here, and I'm thinking of answers to your questions, and I think I have a few enlightening things to say today. What did you say the dollar was trading at on the USDX? 80.43. How much was that up on the day?
29 basis points.
Yeah.
Finished it.
You know, that's interesting in as much as we had the yen down 0.12, the euro down 0.71, the pound down 0.98, and the Canadian dollar down 0.08. The only other two factors, let's see, that's four. The other two factors are the Swiss franc and the Swedish krona. And I don't have the prices on them. But let me say this, that if that's all they could eke out today was 0.29, they got a serious problem.
Well, they said the Fed statement lended support to the dollar. Now, interpret that, if you will.
Well, first of all, they said they weren't officially going to do anything, but continue to do what they did, and they recognized the problems, but they say that the CDO, which is a collateralized debt obligations problem, which is packages of mortgages, for those of you who don't know what they are, and they're bonds, and they're made up of 80% AA, AAA, and single A mortgages, and the other 20% is made up of subprime and ALTA, ALT-A mortgages. And they recognize that there's a problem there, but they don't think it will filter through the economy and cause any real problems. And, of course, they're not telling the truth. What I'm told is going on is that, and I reported this 2 weeks ago, sources in Washington had told me that the U.S. government had in actuality taken over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and they were loading it up with all that junk that was floating around to try to relieve the situation in the illiquid market for junk bonds, and that's what they are. They came in AAA rated. They should have been at best BBB, which is only one step above BBB minus. But anyway, the government is controlling Fannie and Freddie, and they're authorizing them to go in and buy all this junk. Now, that means the shareholders of Fannie and Freddie get to pay for this. It also means that the American taxpayer gets to pay for it if Fannie and Freddie go under. And so that's the extension on what would happen if they are doing what we think that they are. And I think some other deals are being put together whereby Wall Street will be working with Fannie and Freddie to put blocks of money together to bail out a portion of these mortgages. But they're talking in terms, and they're not going to tell you this, they're talking in terms of $1 trillion to $1.3 trillion. And it's not going to change one bit whether the homeowner goes bankrupt or not, or loses their home or not, I should say. And so I think that's where that's at, and that's why the market ran up yesterday and was assisted, of course, by the United States government in the form of the Plunge Protection Team, which is the working group in financial markets, and our privately owned Federal Reserve. And you could tell that the word was out something was going to be done about the liquidity problem, which was generated from CDOs, and it's affecting all the markets, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. Now, as an adjunct to that, we have China starting to make noises, like the Chinese is saying, we understand there's a piece of trade legislation that's been presented, and it looks like it might get passed. And that would be to put a tariff of approximately 28% or actually I think it's 27.5, and that tariff would go on Chinese goods. The Chinese saying, well, if you go and do that, we're going to sell all your dollar-denominated assets. And I say, so what? The dollar's going to get down anyway, and if they knock it down, they're going to take 30 to 50% losses, and they're never going to get into the U.S. market again, because everybody will be so furious with them that they'll never have another shot at it. And the other central banks in the world, and, you know, the USDX is 80 right now, would probably try to come in around 72 to 75 and hold the line there so that the U.S. would not lose its dollar position as the world's reserve currency. And even if it went down to 45 or 50, if the nations of the world wanted to keep it still as the world's reserve currency, they could continue to do so. There's nothing to stop them, even though the dollar has devalued. If you remember back at the Plaza Accord in 1985-6, what happened was the large central bank said, hey, dollar's too high, let's knock it down. And they knocked it down 50-55%. So there's a precedent for this, and that wasn't that long ago. So the Chinese are barking up the wrong tree. They've been screwing everybody. It's just not the American market. It's the Canadian market. It's the European market, big time. And their cheap labor, or slave labor is what we should really call it, because that's what it is. It's hurting countries like El Salvador. I mean, here's a country struggling to survive that adopted the dollar, whose growth rates have been about 2.6% when everybody else in the Latin American countries have been doing double that, and they can't compete with Chinese labor, and really all El Salvador has to offer is really cheap labor. And so the dollar's trade created a very large inflation that they didn't have heretofore. And what's happening, too, with the Chinese yuan being deliberately suppressed so that it won't appreciate, that China continue to have an advantage over everybody else shipping their goods into the United States and other countries, for that matter. They are starting to export inflation. And that started last month, the month of June, actually. And their internal inflation is 4.4%. Now, I hear the argument that, that 4.4% is in food. And that's generally true. But it's still inflation. It doesn't matter where it comes from. And it's going to be reflected in the price of goods sold. I mean, anybody who knows basic economics knows that. I mean, it circulates through the whole system. And that's the excuses that you're going to read in The Economist or The New York Times or some of these publications, which never tell the truth, because they're part of the elitist, illuminist conspiracy. But anyway, I think the final analysis will be that there will be a partial government-private bailout of some of the paper to restore liquidity to the market. I don't think it can go further than that. There'll be a lot of losses taken. None of the brokerage firms like Bear Stearns will go under. They'll save them from doing that, even though they'd like to see them go under. And there's a lot of animosity there in the brokerage business. And China is going to get tariffs. And it's the best thing that ever happened to America. The only thing is, don't stop with China. Let's put tariffs on everybody's goods and services that are coming into America, because almost all of them are manipulating their currencies. So, yes, China has the biggest trade surplus with America, and it's the most important in terms of trying to create a level playing field. Really, if they're going to put tariffs on, they got to put 50% on. But tariffs should go on all the goods, because they're all Mickey Mouse in their currency, generally speaking. And that's the way for America to hang on. And if we could get some trade legislation like that, companies would be returning to the United States and rehiring people instead of continuing to move out of the country with their production or their services and incorporated in places like the Cayman Islands. And it would be a great boon to the United States. And if we could get that legislation passed, and if we could also get Ron Paul elected as president and clear out 90% of the people in Congress, I think we might have a shot at survival. Where did Robbie go to? You think he might be on the Bulawayo Road?
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. I just went on a short vacation. Rather pleasant. Sorry about that, Mr. Chapman. We had an internet failure again, once again, and unfortunately these little technology glitches always seem to happen when you and I get together. I'm not saying conspiracy, but I'm getting close.
Well, I thought you'd gone down the Bulawayo Road. Or the Manika Road, maybe.
Okay, so I obviously you had a thought before we went to a break.
Yeah, I was talking there for a long time, and I think we covered the CDO problem and where we think it's going to go, and it's still going to be very disrupting. The losses are not going to go away. Part of them are going to be absorbed by Fannie and Freddie, and that means the American taxpayer, ultimately, and the shareholders in Freddie and Fannie, because they're quasi-governmental organizations, even though they trade as private corporations or public corporations, I should say.
Sure. Operates pretty much like the Federal Reserve.
I can't hear you too well.
I said operates pretty much like the Federal Reserve.
Right. Yeah. In a way, you're right. It was those. They were originally set up to guarantee loans for people who couldn't get loans, and you don't mind doing that if it's going to assist the country on a long-term basis. But it's been abused terribly. And it's just like everything in government and business gets abused, or it seems that way for the last 25 or 30 years. Everything is no holes barred, so to speak. And so I think that that is going to continue to negatively impact the economy, and I think that the economy will continue to roll deeper into recession. Did you see the figures that came out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics? This is late last week regarding employment.
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It obviously once again just reaffirmed that the numbers that they tout out on a consistent basis are completely devoid of reality. I believe they were looking for 135. It came in at 90. But what they always fail to tell you in those numbers is how many are private sector jobs and how many are government sector jobs. And by my brief perusal of the figures so far this year, the government has been, without question, the nation's top employee, as opposed to Walmart.
Well, we're able to pull the figures out. I want to read you something here. It's two paragraphs. Now the truth about the BLS employment figures. The BLS via its net birth death model decided to crank out 26,000 jobs for July, 5,000 more than last year's revised higher figure, and the most ever jobs for July since the model went dynamic in 1999. In other words, major Mickey Mouse stuff. In July 2005, the model deleted 72,000. Last July, it initially deleted 57,000, but later, when nobody was looking and it wouldn't have any market impact and scrutiny, July was revised to 21,000. 44,000 jobs are from leisure and hospitality, and the model continues to manufacture construction jobs, 8,000 for July and 161,000 since January, when housing and construction is just horrid. Temporary health services employment continue to trend down 7,000. This lit industry has lost 52,000 jobs so far in 2007. Other indicators of employment weakness, average work week declined 0.1 hours. The U6 table total unemployment rate increased to 8.6 from June's 8.5. The best, most glaring indicator of employment weakness is the civilian labor force participation rate that has fallen to 66.1% from 66.9%. Due to the BLS, or Bureau of Labor Statistics, leisuremen, 0.8% of the population has lost employment, but the unemployment rate, instead of increasing 0.8%, has declined 0.4% to 4.6% from last July's 5%. The establishment survey shows construction jobs declined only 64,000 from July, from 8,011,000 to 7,947,000, and the residential construction jobs have declined only 22,800 from last July. We see that number at over 400,000. So those are the innards of what really went on in that employment report that you don't get unless you dig into what's going on.
We're speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. We take in your calls top of the hour at 800-313-9443. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Being here with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. I think we got the internet back up and running again. Technology blows my mind. Can you hear me okay, Bob?
Yeah, just speak a little bit louder. You're not coming through as loud as you could be.
Yes, yes. Well, hopefully they can do something in the control room there. I always have this tendency to look back at past events and correlate them with the events that are going on today. And correct me if I'm wrong, but we went through this in the late 80s when we had Michael Milken, Drexen Burnham, Lambert obviously introduced the world to junk bonds. At the same time, you had a situation where Ronald Reagan increased the FDIC, which you insured accounts for $40,000. He increased it to $100,000. He deregulated the savings and loan industry, which enabled mortgage houses to venture far from their stated mission in life, which was just stick to financing real estate. Which enabled all these savings and loans to go far and wide, and more than likely speculate with some junk bonds at some point in time. And that was all fine and well while you had a rising real estate market. But when we had that correction when was it, 1990 in the real estate market, and everything fell out and all the real estate deals went bad, and Michael Keating was obviously caught up in that whole debacle. I mean, are we just reliving that again, except instead of having junk bonds, we are dealing with collateralized debt obligations, and instead of dealing with raising the FDIC insured from $40,000 to $100,000, we pretty much just weakened all standards for loans on home mortgages? Am I off base here, or is there a correlation?
Well, I think you can capsulize it by saying that the Wall Street and financing and banking industry is totally corrupt. And I've been around it for 48 years. I was on Wall Street as an owner of a brokerage firm and a broker for a long, long time, 28 years. And that is the case. It's one scam after another. And the scam that came with the savings and loan industry, I predicted. And it was 1983. And I said by 86 or 7, this thing will blow up and it'll be terrible. And I said the losses would be $500 billion. The government said the losses were $300 billion. The government doesn't tell the truth. Now, yes, it was followed by, and I refer back to Keating, and Keating said, I didn't do anything that everybody else wasn't doing. And quite frankly, that's true. He was just one of a number of crooks. And I'm sure that'll go over very well in Phoenix. But anyway, Milken pulled a different scam along the same lines with jump bonds. And he, of course, was convicted. And he paid $1 billion in fines. $1 billion. But guess what? Old Michael got to keep $2 billion. That's to show everybody on Wall Street and the banking industry that crime pays. So that you should continue to be criminals, because we're not going to do very much to you. I think Milken spent a year in a can and 6 months in a halfway house, and they let him out because he supposedly had prostate cancer. And now he's doing what he wants to do, and he's sitting on $2 billion. And so, yes, Ravi, you're absolutely right, but that's the reason. It's the abject corruption within our system.
And then ultimately, it is the taxpayer that bails out these excesses. And when I heard Hillary make a statement on CNBC this morning, that's what once again obviously started my memory bells ringing. Because she is now calling for and will introduce legislation to get taxpayer money to bail out these borrowers, these people that have fallen delinquent on their mortgages. So once again, we're seeing the same pattern emerge, except this time, I mean, her figure of $1 billion, obviously, it's ridiculous. I think it's obviously substantially higher than that. It was the same thing, as you said, with the savings and loan, the original estimate. It's kind of like the government's estimate of going to war in Iraq. It's going to, when Bush's financial advisor told him it was going to cost $200 billion, he was fired. And now we find out that this war is somewhere south of $1 trillion. So whenever the government estimates in a figure, I have a rule of thumb, multiply it, whatever it says, multiply it by 10. In some instances, 100.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I think one thing we all have to keep in mind, that in the candidates running for president, only two of them are honest. The rest are all on the take and have been their entire political lives. And they won't like to hear that, but they do that via campaign contributions, and they sell their souls. They don't care about their constituents. Some do, but very, very few. And the two are, of course, Ron Paul and Tom Tancredo. And you can expect that Hillary Clinton would say something like that, in as much as she and all of the other candidates for president, with the exception of those two, are controlled by the elitist money interests, the Illuminati. In fact, Edwards was the guest at the Bilderberger meeting 2 years ago, and so he's really the anointed one, and he is the one that's supposed to get the nomination and be the next president. So don't be deceived by all of the things that he has to say out there, because it's all sculpted, and it's all for public consumption, so that the public will do what they're supposed to do and vote for somebody like that. And you got to remember, when you think about the Clintons, all the scandals that they were involved in, the financial scandals of one form or another, and also that they were partners with the Bushes when they were running Iran-Contra, running weapons down south and running narcotics back. Now, they were into it right up to their eyeballs. And if you notice, the murders that occurred in Arkansas.
Yeah, Mena, Arkansas. Still unknown.
Barry Seal was murdered in New Orleans, but other than that, they were all in Arkansas.
We got a couple of people that jumped the gun. I said we would take callers the next hour, but can't keep people holding online forever.
Put them on. That's what we're here for, to make them happy and answer their questions.
Let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Hey, Henry.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? This is a couple of questions for Chapman. Once he mentioned, I think on this show, or maybe it was Melody, there was a guy you mentioned about either you and this other gentleman named Williams, but you said Walter Williams. There's a radio talk show host called Walter Williams, too. Is it Walter Williams or is it another Williams?
Well, actually, his name is Walter John Williams.
Oh, Walter John
Williams. And his friends call him John.
Okay.
And he's an economist, and he doesn't have a talk show.
No, I know, but I know you mentioned him. You mentioned it because you said you're a forecaster, and his newsletter, the only two that give the truth about what's really going on, and you said that he also like what you do in your international forecaster, he pinpoints like what's why the government's wrong with their figures.
Yeah, he's a economic statistician, and
like you are, right?
I'm not as good as he is at that. But I cover a lot more subjects than he does. He limits himself to that area, which is fine.
Right.
I do that area, not as well as he does. But I cover a whole bunch of other things, as you probably know if you're a subscriber.
Yeah, I've seen it. All right, let me ask this. I'm going to ask you about Russia, since you mentioned quite a bit about Russia. I mean, you mentioned Russia in other previous broadcasts. I always understood that Putin worked with the KGB. He was a KGB chief. Now, I know that Yeltsin was a stooge for Rothschild, and that he also supposedly killed a lot of people. And also, what's the other guy that met with Reagan? With Reagan talking about
Gorbachev.
Don't tear down this wall and all that act that so-called
Gorbachev.
Yeah, Gorbachev. Right, the so-called act that they were putting on. Gorbachev supposedly killed a lot of people in Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Gorbachev. Now, he was a communist because he wrote a book. I haven't seen the book yet. I should pick it up. I keep forgetting I should buy that book. But Cooper and a couple of people read that book called Perestroika. And another KGB guy also wrote another book saying that they were putting on this show, you know, the plan was to put on this act or show that communism's coming down and all that. Meanwhile, they're scheming, and the communists are still underground, and they're sort of scheming to put on the show that the communism is gone, when in fact it's really on the rise and to bring about this new world order. Now, what the question is this. Gorbachev hasn't changed, and he's definitely a part of the deal, and so is Yeltsin. What I want to know is this. Since you mentioned about Russia, it's like Putin could be more of our friend than enemy. is Putkin sort of working with the globalists, you know, like the communists that worked with, you know, with Rothschild and him, to bring about the world order, or is he really just like a Russian nationalist that really is trying to, really could be our friend in the sense that he really is giving Rothschild and Rockefeller them a real hard time? And in other words, he's not like Gorbachev, in other words.
Well, Gorbachev ended up with a foundation he could take care of by the Illuminati, and you're right about him. Yeltsin was a despicable human being. He stole billions and billions and billions of dollars. And
Yeltsin,
he had a regular
Yeltsin?
Crime family going. And he was the one who allowed the bankers from Western Europe to come in through their Russian mafia, which are the oligarchs, as they were called. There were 21 of them, and they bought anything that was worthwhile in the country for a song. Yeltsin picked Putin to succeed him. But Putin, I think, is a nationalist. Russia's doing splendidly financially. They have the third largest reserves of foreign exchange in the world at $412 billion. And they're pumping oil and gas and producing base metals and gold and silver like mad. And what they're trying to do now is continue doing that and to bring their industry up to a competitive level technologically.
Right.
And at the same time, the Russian people are living far better than they've lived for the last 100 years, and his approval rating is somewhere around 85%. I do not think that he is part of the entourage that is controlled through the Illuminati. I think
And, so you don't think
you know,
so?
From all the signs that I can see, that's the way it is. I may be wrong. I worked against the KGB for many years.
Okay.
They're very, very bright people, and they're, you know, they were as good at their job as we were.
Right.
And he's no dumb bunny, and I can understand why that special meeting was held at his residence a few weeks ago outside Moscow by the Illuminati, which was George Shultz and Henry Kissinger and Robert Rubin and so on. Because when they had the lobster main conference between George Bush and Mr. Putin, there's no challenge there. It's like a normally bright person dealing with someone who's a moron. So that's why the A team had to be brought in.
Yeah.
So I think that's the take on Russia. I think Russia is a problem for the Illuminati.
So in other words, let's say if I personally met Putin, or let's say I had the kind of money you had, and I wanted to live in Russia, do business in Russia, do you think, let's say, even say from your stand, I could trust Putin as being a non-communist, even though he was in KGB? You know, because I know that Gorbachev definitely still is. I know that Yeltsin, well, he died, but he still is. And they still have some communists around in Russia. I do know this, too. When Yeltsin was around and we were given aid to Russia, but nothing like we do the Jews in Israel, the people in Russia were still starving and everything else. And Yeltsin was... I mean, he was taking it for himself or what, but, you know, it was really a mess. And so I'm wondering if Putin could be somebody, you know, people, even in business, or someone could really could trust. You know, is that possible?
You have to identify things by what you see.
Yeah.
And you see what the deeds are. And that's Russia today. And it's a heck of a lot better than it was in 1992.
Yeah,
so based upon that, I think that Putin's a good guy.
Yeah, even so. Now, as far as the KGB today, even though he was a KGB chief, the KGB doesn't exist anymore, or are they still
That's
like
probably FAS.
The what?
FAS. It exists. They just changed the name.
Oh, okay.
And it's still, you know, why shouldn't they have a CIA or an MI6? I mean, they're perfectly entitled to have that.
Oh, yeah, but see, I'm not talking about... See, there's a difference between a Russian nationalist intelligence like Hitler had the Gestapo to protect, you know, Germany in a way, except he also used it for other reasons, mainly protect him. But I could, you know, there's a difference between a Russian nationalist intelligence and, let's say, a pro-communist for the world communist movement intelligence. That's what I'm trying to decipher.
Well, you know, in other words, I tell you, Henry, there's not much difference between a socialist and a fascist. It's just the method of socialism that's employed. The fascists use corporations to run things.
Right.
And centralized government is used by socialists. And
right, but communism...
Both forms of government are ultimately are destructive.
Yeah, but communism is nothing worse than communism, though. That's even what the world order eventually wants to be. I mean, that flag, that UN flag that Roger Hiss, I forgot what his first name, but I know his name is Hiss, that designed that UN flag with the leaves in the globe. I'm going to say if they get their new world order, that's going to change. That flag is going to be red, and that white globe and the design for the white globe and the leaves around it, that's going to be gold.
Hey, thanks,
you know,
Henry.
Well, I hope they're buying the gold at cheap prices.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. The nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents has the answer, a health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There's a Welcome back on this Tuesday. As we do each and every Tuesday, the Bob Chapman special for today is just like it was last week. The only difference is the price. Actually, a little cheaper this week. The Bob Chapman special is the Swiss 20 franc. It is a fifth of an ounce. Last week we had them at 145. This week we have them at 143. You can take advantage of them by calling 1-800-691-7898. And if you order 20 or more, you get a free year subscription to the International Forecaster, produced by Mr. Chapman himself. If you want to order less than 20, you don't get the free subscription. But even if you don't order coins and you want to get a free subscription, well, a free copy to see what the International Forecaster is like, just go to the website, internationalforecaster.com, and Bob will be more than happy to send you a sample copy. If you just want to sign up for the newsletter, it's, let me see if memory serves me correctly, $129.95.
That's correct.
There we go. Let's go to Katie in Illinois. Hey, Katie.
Hi. I have a question for Mr. Chapman. I was wondering what he thinks of buying foreign currency like the Japanese yen, the Swiss franc, or the euro. Someone I know went to their financial advisor, and I had her ask, you know, about the gold and silver just to see what this man would say, and he told her not to. He said buy, you know, foreign currencies instead. He said that, you know, gold and silver is too hard to sell, which I don't believe. I mean, I don't know why he said that. It's bulky, and he said just go for the currency instead.
Well, first of all, you could do that if you wanted to own Swiss francs or Japanese yen or Canadian dollars, for that matter. I think it depends upon how much money you want to spend and what's suitable for you. Everybody is different. If you're thinking about $2,000 or $3,000 or $5,000, I wouldn't bother. If you're thinking in larger numbers, the answer is yes. But remember that gold and silver coins are very, very easy to sell, and as well as buy. You can get delivery of coins in usually 2 to 3 weeks maximum, and some companies deliver them more quickly than that. And you can get your money back to you if you sell them rather quickly. So I think that buying gold and silver related assets is more important than being in a currency. Now, if you're wealthy and you have a lot of money to invest, you could purchase, but I wouldn't go to the yen. I would go to the Swiss franc, and I would go to Swiss franc government bonds, and they can be purchased from large brokerage firms if you have larger amounts of money. But the first line of defense is, number one, get rid of your debt. Number two, get into gold and silver related assets. And if you want to go beyond that and own assets in other currencies, the bonds are the best. There are companies.
Katie, do you have another question?
No, I don't.
Okay. We'll take a break and be back real shortly. Top of the hour. Hour number two. Bob Chapman and the International Football.
A message for all.